Well, the old clock on the wall says it's time for Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Every week we spend a couple of hours cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century or so of recorded sound here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, New Hampshire, and around the world at classicalwscs.org. Come on the amazing journey and learn all you should know. Well, the Radio Thrift Shop is open for business. This is DJ Frederick, and we started the show off with Cold Diamond and Mink from a brand new 45, tune called This Love, Part 1 and Part 2. Now, later in the show, I'm going to do something I have not done in many an age here on WSCS. I'm going to play some pirate shortwave audio, so please stay tuned for that in case you have not been able to navigate the pirate shortwave bands up in the high frequencies. So please stay tuned for that. There is a whole subculture of shortwave listening that is related to pirate and unidentified and unlicensed broadcasting, and also some clandestine broadcasting. So we've got a lot of tunes to get to, a lot of good stuff for you on the program, and we'll be getting back to the turntable right after this.
Tiny fragments of plastics, microplastics, are finding their way into our oceans. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
As our population grows and people continue to want plastic, it's convenient, it's safer, but what is the fate of that plastic, that primary source that finds its way down to the ocean?
Tim Long is a professor of chemistry at Virginia Tech.
When a plastic becomes a microplastic, it has come to the ocean, it's experienced the currents, the temperatures, the sun. It is fragmenting and decreasing in size. And within weeks, a polyethylene garbage bag will be completely covered by a plankton or some type of biological organism. We call that term biofouling. And now that plastic sinks. And that plastic can be involved in all the different currents in our ocean. It's constantly being irradiated by UV light from the sun. And that deterioration process leads to the microplastic. So we're not putting microplastics in necessarily directly. The ocean itself is taking that pollutant and converting it into that microplastic. Then the consequence becomes even more significant in terms of fish, you know, ingesting microplastic, or what's the consequence of that plastic transporting other pollutants into areas that have never been exposed to that pollutant in the past. So people only now are beginning to understand really what is the potential impact of microplastics in the ocean. There's been studies in the UK which described 65% of the fish they collected had particles in the fish. In the North Pacific in 2010, they detected plastic fragments in almost one-third of all fish caught. If one third of our fish are consuming microplastics, then it automatically raises a concern to us.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the Center for Earth and Environmental Nanotechnology and the National Science Foundation.
Thank you. far too many of you dying. You know, we've got to find a way.
A cool set of cover tunes there. That was Mr. Clean with What's Going On, originally recorded by Marvin Gaye. Before that, Señor Sol with Sunshine Superman, Donovan cover, and we started off with another Donovan cover by Herbie Mann, There Is a Mountain. Well, this is DJ Frederick broadcasting from Kearsarge Mountain here at the WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. More tunes right after this.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Whether you get out of breath climbing the stairs or spend your weekend training for triathlons, trust us, you could never complete the Barkley Marathons. The evil invention of Gary, Lazarus Lake Cantrell, The Barclay is an ultramarathon of 5 loops around a wilderness course of, shall we say, rugged terrain. Every year, 40 runners from around the world ignore their best instincts and try to complete the race in the required 60 hours. Many years, no one even finishes at all. Lucky for us, we can experience the wackiness of the Barclay from the comfort of our own homes, thanks to Anna Kailtas and Timothy Kane's documentary, The Barclay Marathons, The Race That Eats Its Young. And eat its young, it does. First-timers are aptly called virgins and are encouraged to form alliances with those who have braved the race before, though the course changes every year. Each time the runners complete a loop and hobble back to camp, desperate for a quick nap or a cup of noodles, bramble cuts oozing down their shins, it's hard not to wonder what's driving them toward the finish line. Do any of them make it? Well, you'll have to watch to find out. The Barclay Marathons. Not in theaters. Discovery through rental. Film lovers will enjoy visiting IndieFilmMinute.com, finding great film discovery in the archives, and challenging thought in our blog. Sign up for our email list so you never miss a thing.
Well, I think it's been, 5 or 10 years since I've played any shortwave pirate audio here on the Radio Thrift Shop. So we're going to dip back into the audio archive here and listen to just a little bit of the very first pirate radio station that I heard on the airwaves. And I heard them back in 1999. They were called the WLIS, which stood for We Love Interval Signals. Interval signals are those signature tunes that you might hear on the airwaves or would have heard back in the day, from the 1940s on. Little musical tunes that helped you to literally tune in the station on the right frequency so that you got the signal just right. And they would play that for anywhere from a few seconds to even maybe 5 or 10 minutes before the actual broadcast. There are still interval signals for international broadcasters, and you can still hear them today on shortwave and sometimes even on AM or FM. Regardless, we're going to listen to a little bit of audio and then some more music. This is WLIS Shortwave.
WLIS. We love interval signals, and we start off every broadcast with 6 continuous minutes of interval signals.
Next up, a trip down memory lane. Back to a time when there was no radio doomsday, no radio airplane, not even an up-against-the-wall radio, and certainly no fake Radio USA or Radio Is Not Radio. We go back now to listen to Hope Radio International. For those of you who don't remember, Hope Radio International came onto the air in October of 1989 and was actually both the most active pirate station in 1990 and also tied for the pirate with the worst programming according to the Ace Pirate Poll in 1990. That had something to do with MJ reading endless articles from that fabled useless information, Popular Communications. Here is Hope Radio International. Here on WLIS, we love interval signals.
Hope Radio International wants to communicate with you in more ways than just by radio. Write us today. Send a reception report, programming suggestions, your thoughts on free radio, or whatever. And MJ just might read them over the air. If you're ready, the address is Hope Radio International, P.O. Box 109, Blue Ridge Summit, Pennsylvania 17214. Again, the address is Hope Radio International, P.O. Box 109, Blue Ridge Summit, Pennsylvania 17214. Also, Hope Radio is now accepting studio quality tapes of programming for possible relay on future broadcasts. If you're another operator or program producer and would like to have your production aired over the powerful Hope Radio International transmitter, please send your tape along with adequate postage to the above address. Thank you.
Thank you. When you're in a dream, the time passes so slowly. When you're in a dream, time passes so slowly. Open up your heart. Go see.
fly, I was fly, I was fly, but even flowers must die. And then a new day comes, and there's a new day's dawn, and there's a new day's sun, and love stays on, sweet love stays on.
It's a beautiful day with three beautiful songs. Bombay Calling, Bulgaria, and Time Is. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.
Exploring Science and the Sea. As science fiction writers often remind us, life on Earth is based on carbon. The element is found in everything from proteins and carbohydrates to DNA, everything that makes it possible for life to move, eat, and reproduce. Yet carbon isn't something that we ingest directly. You can't order a plate of charcoal at your favorite food trailer. Instead, carbon comes to us through plants and tiny plant-like organisms in the oceans, which get it from carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Plants live through a process called photosynthesis. Chlorophyll, the compound that makes plants look green, absorbs sunlight, providing energy. This energy powers chemical reactions that break down carbon dioxide into its two components, carbon and oxygen. These elements are then combined with others to make sugars and more complex organic compounds, such as proteins, fats, and carbohydrates. Some of the oxygen produced by these reactions is released into the air. Fish, birds, and other animals, including people, then eat the plants, or they eat animals that have eaten them. They use oxygen to break down the carbon-based compounds to provide food and energy. This process also makes carbon dioxide in water, which the animals release back into the environment. That provides the compounds that plants need, keeping the cycle of life going. So we owe our existence to plants, which convert the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere to other compounds that sustain the carbon-based life on our planet. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you.
That was Popol Vuh. The song called Be in Love. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and I want to say thank you for listening here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world at classicalwscs.org. I'm here with you every Saturday evening, and we're exploring playlists of various music. I tend to like easy listening, some folk, some classic rock, some hidden indie music, and all points in between. So I want to say thank you for being adventurous, keeping your radio free, keeping your mind free, and keeping your spirit free.